Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Don Close with Rabobank joining us today. We're back with Don in just a moment. Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we're putting together the total package that totals up at harvest.
Well, we start with high-performance trait packages.
Pioneer brand corn products combine world-class genetics with advanced seed treatments and tested and trusted traits to bring you elite performance.
Our hybrids are bred to yield.
Bring in the agronomic insights and unmatched service and support from your local team, and you'll get results that add up in your fields.
We help put the right products on each acre.
Pioneer, with you from the word go.
After an incredible 2014, the year 2015 has not been nearly as kind to cattle producers when you take a look at our markets, especially for the feedlot end of the business, lots of red ink. But for the cow-calf end of the business and for stockers, the volatility has been tough to stomach as well. We talked with Don Close with Rabobank this last week about how things have shaped up.
The thing I'd say, Ron, is without some kind of outside influence of a BSE event or some kind of, you know, unanticipated, this market has absolutely been as rough as it gets. Certainly for the margin operators, there just hasn't been a fair shake really at any point through the year.
We've really had almost a double collapse now, because we had the one that really started in August or thereabouts, and now we've had a more recent one. The first one, would you pretty well agree with some of the other folks that are talking about these heavy carcass weights kind of tipping this over?
Absolutely, I agree with that. I think there were three big components to that whole erosion. The increase in tonnage absolutely would lead the pack. The second one is we got retail beef prices to the levels that we were just getting consumer opposition, and certainly with the competitive protein prices that are out there. The third thing that I think was really a key component for the year is you take the massive quantities of beef imports we had due to the strength of the dollar, largely due to the weather conditions, Australia, New Zealand, and our disappointing export pace. So those three things combined, I think, were the real lead up to the calamity. The other point that I would really try to emphasize with producers is through all of that, we had a tonnage issue to resolve. We still didn't have a numbers issue to resolve. Numbers of cattle on feed still very manageable. So when, you know, if we ever get back a lead on this tonnage situation, I think we'll do for some better markets.
Currentness, it seems like, was the constant problem there.
Constant problem. You know, and we've seen that flow of cattle from the feed yards, that change of ownership from the feed yard changed so much with the adaption of the formula pricing. I think that the beef processors have done a masterful job of matching that supply of beef that they can get into the market and hold cutout values together, and at the very same time really do a good job of managing that market-ready supply of finished cattle.
We thought in the second half of October, early November, we were out of the woods. Doesn't seem like we're out of the woods, at least as of yet. Don Close with Rabobank. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. ITC Great Plains says congratulations to all who participated and achieved so much at this year's national convention. ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.